This is the new LOL podcast, and I am Karen Stewart. My goal is to challenge you, motivate, and encourage you to live your life boldly as a Christian out loud. Do me a favor, if you find anything of value, any motivation, any encouragement, help me spread the word, like this, share it on all your channels, and thanks for listening. Let's get started. It has been a long time since I have consistently broadcasted, well, anything really. And it's because I lost my voice and I've been in a battle to get it back. I haven't been sick or anything. I just have not been able to speak, to use my words, to repeat with clarity, accuracy, and boldness the things that I was hearing God say to me. And it's been crazy. It was like a steady drip through a tiny hole in a wall that just finally erupted and rendered me completely silent. And it all started with criticism and critique of my voice, right? That was the first little tiny drip. Not just the sound of it or the tenor of my words, it started there. But then it evolved into an attack on the actual words themselves. And I found myself in this chamber of voices. On one side, it was my mentor rebuking me for not using my voice and my words. And on the other side, I'm hearing spectators and listeners who just compared my voice to everything, including the likes of the voice of Satan himself. And here's the thing. You know, I've walked in this call with this gift that I have right now in my whole life. I never really knew what to call it before, but it's not anything that's new. And though I honestly can't remember what my voice sounded like when I was born, what I do know is that even as a young child, my voice was deeper than any of the other girls in my class. And the older I get, the deeper it gets, right? It's one of the many things that makes me uniquely Karen. So I'm used to commentary about the sound of my voice. And of course, I've been in ministry for almost 40 years. So you can imagine I've faced my share of criticism about pretty much everything. Not to mention, I'm also aware people have been talking about me from the day I was born. But this time it was different. And what made it different this time is that I agreed with the words that I was hearing. I started thinking that everything that I was hearing was right, and really I was being detrimental to the kingdom of God and causing more harm with my words than anything good. And the mere suggestion of that, and even more importantly, my agreement with it, was enough to very nearly completely shut me up. Why am I sharing this? Let me be clear. I'm certain that not one single person who has ever in my life lent their voice in partnership with the demon assigned to silence me did it on purpose, right? I am aware that we all partner with demonic enemies regularly, giving them power and ability that they themselves don't have. Anytime we open our mouths, say anything that hurts somebody else, this is not about you. It's about an enemy who has partnered with you to hurt someone else. That's just how it is. And I'm aware that anything that comes at me or against me to harm me is not about the person through whom it comes. Yes, accountability is a real thing, but the battle is not against any person, no flesh and no blood, period. Not ever. There are only two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world, which is ruled by Satan and his demonic armies. And I am convinced that he and all of his demonic cohort are absolute attention whores. They love it when people spend all their time talking about how busy the devil is and what the devil trying to do and what the devil don't want me to do. I refuse. I'm just not doing it. I'm not bigging him up. We're bigging them up, period. So I'm not going into a whole lot of details, but I'm sharing this because though you may say, well, Karen, I'm not a preacher, I'm not a teacher, I don't have any podcast or platform, whatever, what does this have to do with me? Here's the deal. One thing, not the only thing that I'm called to do is use my voice, right? I don't even think that's the most important thing, really. I think the most important thing that I'm called to do is worship and honor the one who is everything, which is Jesus himself. I believe the fear of God and the right reflection of him in the earth, that's more important than anything that I could ever do. And everything flows from there. But one of the other things I've been called to do is use my voice. And for about 2 years, in my silence, I have been walking and living in complete disobedience. The one thing that I have always been able to do, which is use my voice, I could not do it, all because I agreed with a lie. And yes, I have spent time in repentance and renounced and broken agreement with all the lies that I did partner with. But here's the thing. Anytime you agree with anything that is contrary to what God himself has said to you or about you, you are in agreement with a lie and allowing yourself to be deceived. And that agreement can cost you everything. The story in Numbers 13 is a perfect example of that. In verses 1 and 2, the Lord spoke to Moses and said, "Send out for yourself men so that they can go and spy out the land of Canaan, which I am going to give to the sons of Israel." So God is telling Moses, "I'm going to give you this land in Canaan. Just go send some guys to take a look." And when Moses sends them out in verses 17 through 20, he says, "Just go check it out. What do their cities look like? How are they living? Do they have a bunch of trees over there or camps or fortifications?" And since it was the time for the harvest of first ripe grapes, he said, "Bring back some of them grapes when you come back." So in verses 25 through 33, they went to take a look. They stayed over there for 40 days and brought back one cluster of grapes. I always think about this. One cluster of grapes that was so big, it took two men to carry one cluster of grapes back on two poles. That's just crazy to me. Anyway, verse 27 says, "They saw that the land was filled with milk and honey, but they said, 'Look, those people are giants over there.'" In verse 31, they said, "We are not able to go up against these people because they are too strong for us." And in verse 33, they said, "We were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in theirs." So again, the recap. God said, "Go take a look at what I am giving you." And they went and looked and agreed with the lie and said, "There's no way we're going to be able to take this land." And guess what? They didn't. Chapter 14 is the rest of the story, and you really need to read that whole thing. It says that not a single one of them who came back with that evil report entered into the place that was already promised and given to them. What am I saying? Listen, there will always be voices coming from without and within. And some of them will be positive and supportive and in line with what God says. And others will not. But the next time you sit on the sideline, choose not to speak up, not to take a step because you don't think you're ready or qualified or equipped to do whatever the thing is perfectly right. And the next time you decide to quit because of something you saw or heard, you could very possibly be opting out of what God has for your future. And not only yours, but also for someone else's. Your words, your actions, your choices could be someone else's solution. And they are just waiting for you to step up. It wasn't just the 10 spies, by the way, who had the bad report, who didn't enter the promised land. It was everyone who was 20 years old and above. A whole generation failed to inherit the promise that God had already given them. So here, listen, here's the thing. This is not just for or about people who are in ministry. If you are listening to this, this is for you. The whole point of this podcast is to challenge you and provoke you to do what Paul told the Colossians in chapter 3, verse 23 and 24, "Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you are working for the Lord rather than for people." Remember, that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that the master you are serving is Christ. So whatever is on your heart to do, I don't care if people call it ministry or not, whatever's on your heart to do, just do it as unto the Lord. And do it boldly. And do it out loud. And let him take care of the rest.